Rocking all over the world.
It's 6 minutes past one. We're 54 minutes away from the big concert. Bono, you've just finished sound checking with Paul McCartney. How was that?
Oh, man. Well, you know, he's never played Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Band from this seminal, extraordinary album. He's never played it himself. So the look on his own face is something. But one doesn't want to go down in history as the band that screwed up Sgt. Pepper's. So there's a little bit of nervousness, you know.
And how does Adam feel playing bass for Macca?
It's kind of interesting. Because, you know, the beat, the rhythm section, it's very contemporary sounding. I was saying to Larry and Adam, it sounds like Susie and the Banshees or something, and that sound is very current right now. It'll be what it is, but I mean, it's you know, there is some jeopardy here.
Oh no, I think it's going to be fine.
Okay.
I heard you sound checking. So you're singing in the morning, so sort of mid afternoon. How's that for you? How's, you know, because normally you're singing at 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night. Is it more difficult?
No, I prefer in the morning. So I get up, all my best work done by 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Downhill from then.
So the paper round's going well.
Paper round, you're doing good.
How you feel is compared today to backstage 20 years ago?
Yeah, I remember. I feel sick and want to throw up. That's a similar feeling. I remember sidling up to Pete Townsend, because The Who, like, wrote the map for you two. I remember going up to Pete Townsend and saying, you know, you must be nervous when, like, you're about to walk on Live Aid, hoping he'd nod and go, yes, son, I'm feeling it too. He just went, I will only be nervous when I meet my maker. This, no problem.
Hey. Oh. What an answer. So, listen, you've got to shoot off in a minute. Thanks for popping in. A message for people listening around the world this afternoon?
I think getting out on the streets, it's not like one of these situations where we're asking people to put their hand in their pocket. We're asking them to put their fist in the air. We have to give these politicians the permission to spend our money. They will not make the hard choices unless people in their masses get out. Not rock stars, not hip-hop stars, but, you know, soccer moms, school kids. People have really got to get out on the streets. That's the most important thing you can do. And I promise you, because I know, and I've met with some of these leaders already this week, I know they're nervous, and I know they want to do the right thing, but it's, you know, these are difficult choices. We have to gang up on them. That's the, I mean, in the best sense of the word. They're not the enemy here, but we have to actually just gang up on them and tell them, do this. 3,000 Africans dying every day of a mosquito bite. Mostly children. That's mad. Malaria. We can fix that. Can't fix every problem, but the ones we can, we must. That's what we're going to do.
Okay, I'm going to ask everybody that comes in here today to do two things. First of all, one word to describe today, and it mustn't you're not allowed for it to have been used before by anybody, but it's okay because you're the first one.
Gosh.
Gosh. Gosh will do.
No. Possible.
Possible. Okay, so Bono Possible. If you could just sign next to Possible Bono, that would be excellent. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. And you also need to choose a sweet today, Bono. An eclair, a minstrel, a pastel, a wine gum, an all sort, or a words original.
Minstrel.
Minstrel. Signed by minstrel, please. Okay, there you go. There is your sweet for coming
one?
In. Yeah, thank absolutely. And you can have one for Edge as well.
Actually, I'm going to call it Mission Possible. Is that okay?
It was two words, technically. Hyphenate, it'll be okay.
If you run them together.
Okay, there you go. There's one for Edge as well. Bono, have a great day. Thanks for coming in. Thanks to all your gang for getting you here.
I'm buzzing off this already, man. Thanks.
Bonne chance.